the story of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, was 25 years old when he began to reign, and his mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Now, often you read about the names of the mummies of the good kings, because it shows the big influence that a good mummy can have. So, we've got to be good examples for our children, and when you're older and have children, you've got to be good examples to them as well. So, with Hezekiah, however, his father had not been a good believer in God. Well, when Hezekiah became king, he removed all the idols to all the different gods, cut down the poles, broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, because in those days the people of Israel were worshipping it, and he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in Yahweh, the God of Israel, like nobody before him. And despite the fact that he had been so righteous towards God, in the 14th year of his reign, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came against all the cities of Judah and took them, apart from Jerusalem. Hezekiah had been such a good man, but he had these problems. So it just shows that you can be righteous, you can obey God, but you will still have your problems and tests and trials from God. Well, the king of Assyria made Hezekiah pay 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was in the temple and all the treasures of the king's house. But that didn't help, because later the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh, the commander of his army, with a great army to attack Jerusalem. And they called out to King Hezekiah, and there came out to talk to him Eliakim and Shebna and Joah. Rabshakeh said to them, "You go and tell Hezekiah, 'Thus says the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you're trusting? You say, but they're just vain words, we have got strength for the war from our faith. But on whom do you trust that you've rebelled against me? If you trust in Egypt, you're trusting in the staff of a bruised reed, which if a man leads on it, it will go into his hand and pierce it. That's what Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is like to all who trust in him. So Egypt is like the world, and if you trust in the world and in worldly strength, you'll find that it's just like a rod that you lean on, a stick that you lean on, to give you strength as you're walking along, and it collapses underneath you." And Rabshakeh went on, "But if you say, 'We trust in Yahweh our God,' isn't it him whose high places and altars Hezekiah has taken away? How can you refuse to obey us and give in to us and surrender to us? In fact, it was Yahweh himself who told us to go up and destroy your land." Well, Eliakim, Shebna and Joah came to Rabshakeh and said, "Please speak to your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, but don't speak with us in the Jews' language, in the hearing of the people who are on the wall." But Rabshakeh said, "I have been sent not just to talk to you, but to talk to the ordinary people as well." And then Rabshakeh cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Don't let Hezekiah deceive you. He will not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Don't let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh your God. Don't listen to him. Just make peace with us and you can come out and eat each one of his own vine and fig tree, and you'll have a wonderful time, and I'll take you away to a land like your own land, a land of bread and vineyards, of olive trees and of honey." Don't listen to Hezekiah. Where were the idols of Hamath, Arpad, and all the other kings we fought against? They never saved their nations, and your God won't save Jerusalem out of our hand.
And because Jerusalem, the Samaritans worship a god, some idols, or a well, they should have worshipped a god.
That's right, so they shouldn't have been worshipping those idols, because there's only one true God. Well, when King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and went into the house of Yahweh, into the temple. And he sent a message to Isaiah the prophet. And he told Isaiah, "This is a terrible time. Please pray for us. Perhaps Yahweh your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria has sent to defy the living God." So the servants of Hezekiah came to Isaiah. Isaiah told them, "Thus says Yahweh, don't be afraid of the words you have heard, which the servants of the king of Assyria have used to blaspheme me. I will make him hear news, and he'll return to his own land, and he will die by the sword in his own land." Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libnah. When he heard it, and he heard that Taharqa, king of Ethiopia, was coming, he told Hezekiah, "Don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. No other God has saved anyone out of our hands, and your God won't either." Hezekiah received that message as a letter, and he took the letter into the house of God, the temple, and spread it before God. Hezekiah prayed before God and said, "Yahweh, God of Israel, who sits above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone of all the earth. You made heaven and earth." So the fact that God has made all things, he's created heaven and earth, just shows that he can do anything. Now, of course, God knew all about the letter that had been sent, but the point is that Hezekiah showed it to God. He spread it out before God. Just like when we have a problem, we should tell God about it, even though God knows all about it, but we should tell God all about it. And that's what Hezekiah did. And he said to God, "I know that all the idols of these other nations are just wood and stone, the work of men's hands. You are the only true God. Please save us." Then Isaiah came to Hezekiah saying, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and I have heard you. They have defied the Lord. They think that by the number of their chariots they are going to win. But do not worry. I have heard all the evil that they are doing and all the wickedness that they have said. This year you will eat in plenty and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The zeal of God will perform this. The Assyrian will not come to this city. He will not enter it. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." That night, the angel of Yahweh went out and struck 185,000 soldiers dead in the camp of the Assyrians. They were all dead bodies in the morning. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, left Jerusalem, returned to his country, and as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, his son struck him with the sword, and he died. In those days, Hezekiah was sick to death. So you can see that despite having this big problem with this big invasion, yet he had another problem. So sometimes God sends problem after problem. He was surrounded by his enemies, and then he goes and has this sickness. And again he prayed to God and said, "Remember, Yahweh, I beg you, how I've walked before you with a perfect heart and have done what is right in your sight." And Hezekiah cried bitterly. The word of Yahweh then came to Isaiah, saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, the prince of my people, thus says Yahweh, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears." So just think, God sees our tears. He actually knows when we are crying, and he's so far away from us, but he sees our tears. And God told Hezekiah to tell Hezekiah, that on the third day you will come again into the temple, and I will add to your days 15 years. Now, Isaiah said that there would be a sign that this would happen. And he asked Hezekiah what sign he wanted. Do you want the shadow on the sundial to go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps? Now, in those days, they didn't have clocks, so they had a big piece of rock and the sun shadow on it. And Hezekiah said, well, the shadow is going to go forward in any case as the day goes on, but let the shadow return back 10 steps. And that is what happened. God brought the shadow 10 steps backward on the dial of Ahaz. So then Hezekiah was given another 15 years to live. But in those 15 years, he failed. It's so sad. The son of Baladan, king of Babylon, came with letters and a present to Hezekiah. Hezekiah showed off all his precious things, his silver and gold and all his treasures. Isaiah came to Hezekiah and said to him, where did they come from, these men? Hezekiah said, they came from a far country, even from Babylon. What have they seen in your house? Hezekiah replied, they've seen all that's in my house. There's nothing among my treasures that I haven't shown them. Isaiah told Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. The days are coming that all that is in your house is going to be carried captive to Babylon, where those men came from. Nothing shall be left. Hezekiah replied, the word of Yahweh which you have spoken is good. Isn't it so, if peace and truth shall be in my days? So it's such a shame that Hezekiah, like Gideon really, was very faithful, and yet at the end of his life he went a bit wrong. And that's the trouble with the soft life of having lots of wealth and having a soft, easy life, that it can lead us away from God. And yet, let's remember the good things about Hezekiah, that when he had these problems, when he was invaded and attacked, he took his problems to God in prayer and to Isaiah, who was the source of God's word. And that's what we should do. Not turn to God just as the last resort, but turn to God immediately and really trust in God. And even though all the silly religions and beliefs that people have in this world will not save them, we do know that our God is the true God, and that only in his Son Jesus there is the real hope of resurrection from the dead, and we shall live forever in God's kingdom on the earth.